Good evening, everybody, and welcome to this latest meeting of Stafford Borough Council's Cabinet on the 18th of November 2025. We're straight to the agenda. First item on the agenda is minutes of the 16th of October 2025, as circulated and published on the 17th of October 2025. Everyone happy that I signed the minutes?
Aye.
Thank you. Item number two is apologies.
Councillor Reid, leader.
Thank you very much. And item number three is councillor question time, if any.
There are none. Good.
Agenda four is proposals of cabinet members, and we start off with A, the leader of the council, which is me. Proposal for local government reorganisation and devolution. At its meeting on Tuesday of last week, Stafford Borough Council's full council meeting put forward the option A from the options that were available for a submission to the government regarding local government reorganisation in Staffordshire. That particular option, which the council favour, is for all six districts and boroughs in the south of the county to form one unitary authority. So the new authority will cover the area of South Staffordshire and Mid Staffordshire. They've asked the Cabinet to consider their proposal, and I asked the Cabinet tonight to endorse their thoughts so we can put forward a proposal to government along with the other districts and boroughs in Staffordshire, and also the County Council and the Silk and Trent City Council. Now, there are going to be several several proposals sent. Ours will be with Cannocks and with East Staffs and supporting in the north Silk on Trent's proposal, because these are the two proposals that dovetail into our thoughts. So tonight, everybody, I'm asking for your support for option A, to go to government on the 28th of November. So is everyone happy for option A to go to government?
Aye.
Aye.
Is yes, thank you very much. And that ends that process to date. Item B is resources portfolio. It's local government reorganisation and the effects of shared services transformation. Councillor Cook.
Thank you, leader. Well, this report sets out the proposed approach to prepare for local government reorganisation, LGR, and the impact this will have on our plans for shared services and transformation. The government announced its plans for local government reorganisation shortly after we approved our transformation and digital strategies, which were designed to deliver significant change through our shared services agenda. As a consequence, work on transformation was paused to allow time to assess the implications. Our leadership team have now had time to consider the effect that LGR is going to have on our plans, and it's considered that work on shared services and transformation should stop at the current level, with the exception of a few small areas stroke teams where it is considered that it would be beneficial to continue. Transformation is a long-term project requiring significant time and investment, and we are unlikely to have sufficient payback or benefit from this within the time remaining until the creation of the new unitary council. Furthermore, the council does not have the capacity to support both shared services transformation and prepare for LGR. However, we will continue to look for opportunities for continuous improvement in service delivery with a focus on our customers. This will include some work on improving our IT systems. This is being focused on essential replacements only, based on an assessment of risk, need, and preparation for LGR. This will be used to develop a more modest programme of change. Now, the Chief Exec and Senior Officers from the Resources Directorate have been working with colleagues from the other councils in Southern Staffordshire, supporting the development of the proposal for LGR, which is, as you've heard, the subject of a separate report. It's unclear at the moment whether work will continue after the submission has been made, or whether there will be a hiatus whilst we await the government's decision on the proposals. But it is anticipated that further support will be required leading up to the establishment by the new shadow organisation in May 27 and beyond this to vesting day. It's also anticipated that the council's accounts will need to be audited. Whilst we've caught up with the publication of our financial accounts, they have not been audited for 3 years. It will be essential for this to be completed before LGR, so that the new council understands the financial position. This will be a huge undertaking and will take significant time to complete. Now, as I'm sure Cabinet are aware, the finance teams are already struggling with recruitment and capacity. Additional resources will need to be brought in to support the successful completion of the audit work, and what this looks like is currently being developed. Last but not least, in the lead up to the creation of the new council, it's going to be essential to keep the public, businesses, partners, stakeholders, members, and not least, our employees informed of progress and changes. In order to manage this additional workload from LGR and our wider needs across the council, it is proposed to create an additional fixed term post within the communications team to match the existing resources at Cannock Chase Council. So, Leader, the recommendations are that in order to make the most effective use of our limited resources, Cabinet is asked to approve 1. Not proceeding any further with the Shared Services Transformation Programme and the removal of the Shared Services savings from the base budget for future years. 2. The plans for project work prior to the vesting day for the new councils, as set out in paragraphs 5.13 to 5.24. 3. The redirection of the budget set aside for transformation to preparing for LGR. And finally, 4. The creation of an additional fixed term post for the communications team to support LGR as well as wider council communication needs. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Cook. Councillor Ford and then Councillor Kenny.
Thank you, Leader. I think the recommendations are both desirable and necessary given LGR. I'm sure that residents will welcome the fact that despite the halt to shared services transformation, there will continue to be a focus on continuous improvement with particular emphasis on customer service.
Councillor Kenny.
Yeah, I just think that this highlights the impact on the previous item and this item of the financial and officer time and the resources that LGR has placed on, not only this council but councils throughout the country.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Any other comments? Councillor Pearce.
Just there's a reference in there to the potential creation of the town council in Stafford, and I think that to me is the only crumb of comfort to come out of all this, that we will at last have a body representing the people of Stafford Town, and I think that's going to be absolutely necessary in the creation of this new authority.
Thank you, Councillor Pearce. Everyone happy? Everyone happy with the recommendation?
Aye.
Don't normally say anything at the end of an agenda, but I feel that this is probably the one meeting where we should. We've just voted for probably giving consent to the end of Stafford Borough Council, and it's over 50 years which has provided services to the public of this area to a very high standard, and it's been close to the public. In fact, most of our employees live in the borough, and so they feel close to the services that they provide. I'd just like to take this opportunity to thank all our officers have worked hard on the proposals for LGR. It can't be easy working towards something that's going to ultimately lead to the demise of this council, but they have my thanks, and I'm sure they have your thanks too. And I look forward to the government's response to our submissions, and it should be around about summer time. Yes, Stafford Council does a wonderful job, continues to do a wonderful job, and as we've heard from Councillor Cook, the work carries on despite LGR. So it is, in my opinion, a sad evening, but one the government has insisted that we do, and I thank you all for attending tonight. Thank you.